The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Glad to have you back, wherever you are. Things are off and running. Israel today essentially declared war on Lebanon by bombing Beirut. Allegedly a drone took out two of the top-ranked officers of Hamas. It was a targeted murder. So there's a lot of ramifications from that. We'll see what happens. We'll see how Hamas responds. Meanwhile, halfway around the world, over 150 earthquakes have hit Japan in the last 24 hours. They are really rocking and rolling over there. The biggest one was a 7.6 quake that has left at least 13 dead so far and others injured. The largest nuclear power plant, which is located apparently on the ocean, rather like Fukushima, has had a radioactive water spill inside, or a couple of them. They claim it's about 10 liters, but you never know the truth on these things. When TEPCO is involved, anything can happen. Rewinding back here to the U.S., the Chinese have apparently sent a spaceship high above and over White Sands base, the whole base, the proving ground, the advanced scientific labs, and all the rest of it. And the craft was apparently dropping items from it as it traversed above White Sands. News going up in about, well, less than an hour. Top story will be Yoichi Shimatsu's coverage of that Chinese dragon spaceship as it laid eggs, so to speak, over America's top secret White Sands missile base. This will be very interesting. You know, Yoichi's writing is great, so this will be something that you'll see nowhere else. Let's welcome that young man back himself, and it's always great to talk to him. He's a friend. He's just one of the best. Hello, Yoshi. Welcome back.
Oshogatsu omedeto. That's Japanese for Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And although it's starting out very unhappily in Japan, largely because of its ongoing nuclear problem, cover-up of the Fukushima disaster, and what happened with this quake and this problems in Niigata to the north, Japan's largest the largest electrical plant with nuclear capability.
Right.
And the one thing the press isn't mentioning is that the Noto Hanto, that is a sort of a sore thumb of a peninsula that juts out into the Japan Sea, opposite the Koreas and a bit south of the Russian Far East, okay? That was until a few years ago the center for Japan's fusion reactor program. You know, fusion power,
gotcha.
Where you implode, instead of breaking apart atoms, you implode them and build bigger forces. So, and that had a lot of breakdowns. There was a lot of protests and fears among the locals. And that is exactly what's not being mentioned today. I mean, and yesterday and so on, as to this very strange earth. There's very few earthquakes there because the Japan Sea, that plate tends to be very stable as opposed to the area around Fukushima in the Pacific where four plates sort of, there's four plates sort of clashing around Fukushima. But the Japan Sea is very stable. So it's questionable whether the fusion power experiments, which were suspended a few years ago and moved to north of Tokyo, if they had something to do with the fragmentation of the plate there. So this is the underwater plate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So none of this is mentioned by the press, of course, because unfortunately, one of the sad things, many of my Japanese colleagues have passed away. In fact, there was a rumor that I passed away up in the Alamogordo area. Yeah, up in the Alamogordo area, I went up to visit some rancher friends. They said, "You're alive." I said, "No, I haven't died yet." They said, "There's rumors you died." I said, that was my photographer, Morizumi, Morizumi, who passed away, I think, because I've been trying to get a hold of him for the last year and a half.
Well, he was
at every nuclear site in the world and in Fukushima way too much, and I gave a lot of herbal medicine from Hong Kong and all, but he was flagging, so it was no human body. None of us are Supermen, so it's been a sad year in passing,
I understood. Let me say a couple things. That photographer, that colleague of yours, was a great man, and I'm sorry to hear this. You have risked your life multiple times, over a dozen times at Fukushima alone, and you have gone in there, absorbed the radiation, and then dealt with it afterward with your own protocols, and thank God you're all right. Do you know who started the rumor that you had died, passed away?
Because Morizumi's death, and they because we, I was a writer, English writer, he was a photographer, so there was a confusion, It's 50-50, And the assumption was that I had died, and it's very easy, when you work on a team, when one of the members go down, to confuse who actually went down. So that is, that came to me as a shock, and then I started laughing, of course. No, I'm alive. I'm sorry to report that I'm still alive, and bugging the establishment. So as much as I feel bad about Morizumi, he did take way too many risks, and the Chinese medicine we gave him did prolong his life. But you do run out of rope, one way or the other. Yeah. You don't live forever, and the more you expose yourself, the more dangerous it gets. As many people, there's a pall of silence over Japan. A lot of my family friends are flagging. A lot are younger than me, and they're just like disappearing. They're just gone silent.
Are they? Are they injected, Yosh? Are they taking shots? Do we know?
I don't know what they're doing. They are taking, a lot of them are elitists, and they were very supportive of Tokyo Electric Power. And they knew what position I chose, but that's why we never talked about it, because they had investments in that. But it seems it was a family of four, who have sort of all faded. So, and then relatives, cousins. Because they usually send, at this time of year, it's just traditional to send a New Year's greetings. Only Japanese Christians, of course, would celebrate Christianity as being a predominantly Buddhist country. But everyone sends greetings, I think. My mother, who's still alive, she only received one greeting from her cousin. All the rest, she says, everyone's gone silent. And I'm just very afraid they've all passed away or are critically ill, and there's no way of finding out, what their fate is. The Japanese are getting hammered from these years of radioactivity and all the other crises.
And that and the lowering birth rate there is not helping the future. They're in
That's
trouble.
Caused by radioactivity, too, because of all the miscarriages, embryos, girls are just dead scared of getting birthing a freak that has to be put down.
We have reports here of people, we both grew up in a Christian holiday season. I mean, it's traditional. It used to be something very special for all Americans who really cared at all. And now it's been really damped down. It's been beaten down. And I'm getting emails from people saying, I only got a few Christmas cards this year, hardly any from people. Understood. The spirit, people went through the gestures, not as vigorously, but even then there was no spirit of joy, of real happiness there. It's just, it's been shredded by these bastards that run the planet.
The spirit is weak. And I hate to say it, dying maybe. And you know, and I always cherish Christmas. I don't care where I am, because in Japan, in Kobe, Japan, I went to a Catholic school there, and I was in the boys' choir. You know, there was a girls' choir too, but and at the other school, the other Catholic school. So that was just a wonderful season to visit the houses of the old trading houses of the old European merchants and sing in there and sing on the streets and entertain all the Japanese. It was such a wonderful feeling to sing Christmas carols all over that town, you know, and it culminated in a house at the Syrian Christian lady's home, where she had this huge, tall living room, and she had every kind of cake and food and drink there. It was just a marvel, and that's where we met all the girls, too. All the girls' choir came, too. So that was just like a fabulous, you know, Christmas experience. I can never give up. And even here in America, though, my father was fairly poor, a war veteran of World War II. He always gave me a present and all that and did his best. So, we kept the faith. And the faith is, the faith isn't something external. The faith is something you do because you do it, because that's the right thing to do, and it makes you feel better, you know. And again, faith is important. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have survived all the crazy adventures all around the world I've been, the near-death experiences, the fist fights and this and that, the murder attempts against me, had I not had faith. And I'm not saying that there was a beam of light on me. I'm saying that I had a kind of trust in life, in this universe, you know, that somehow I get through the worst possible crises. And I did, nearly miraculously, but I don't believe in miracles, but nearly miraculously, I'll say that, because you had faith. If I didn't have faith, I think I would have been among the fallen decades ago.
I think you're right. I think you're right. This is one of the great internal strengths of our species, for those who can find it and connect with it. I think we're connected with it when we're born, but they as just a general regimen of society, drill that out of children. They take it away.
They drill that into you. Don't trust anybody. Don't believe in anything. Just, be totally skeptical and selfish.
Obey.
Obey. And where does that lead? That's a very, very short road. You can have a lot of money, but you're walking on a tightrope, that's not good. Life is to be appreciated. And even your worst nightmares are something like a thing you can appreciate, a thing you can later enjoy and laugh at. And maybe it teaches you something about the world and how you can overcome challenges. So I think this whole holiday season is a wonderful time. But then again, lo and behold, what do I see right before the holiday? And it's very odd. North Korea shot off that big rocket toward Guam and a couple other places on December 7th. That's Pearl Harbor Day. That's Pearl Harbor Day. I said, wow, isn't that a weird coincidence? What are they thinking? And then the next night, here I am walking outdoors at sunset, and I look up, and I see this needle in the sky, and I look at it, and I said, my God, that's a long, narrow spaceship, and it's laying eggs in the sky, these golden balls. They're very even. I drew a picture of that for an article for you, but they're actually, everything is like perfectly circular, line of balls in the sky. There was about more than a dozen of them, about 16 of them, and the last one was fading because the sunset was very late in the sunset. The ground was dark, but there was still light in the sky, but on the left hand, that's the westward side, it was getting darker, and they would fade into darkness. And I thought, what is that? And
you got to see it. See, that's the amazing thing. You caught that, and Yoshi's article is going to go up in about 40 minutes, and you'll see it at the end of the article, his drawing. And What he just said is important. What you'll see in that drawing is a representation. But the actual object was perfectly formed. Everything was drawn like by a master
drawing is
CGI.
All these were like coins in the sky, golden coins in the sky in a row. Wow. There was about 16 of them. The last one would fade in the darkness because it was like the last glimmer of sunlight was on. There was a golden light on. This golden needle with these dropping eggs there, like a phoenix, like a Chinese phoenix in the sky. And I was wondering what he is. I had planned to go north in 2 weeks at Christmas time to meet some rancher friends of mine who live near the White Sands base. And I happened to, see them, and it was a wonderful reading. I hadn't seen them in a while. They have horses and all that, and they're doing something with a Mustang program, not far from the Trinity Project site, And then I said, hey, did you see something like this golden spike in the sky? They said, we surely did. It was right above us. It was moving slowly. It was dropping the satellites. It was eerie, and it was heading straight toward White Sands, toward the missile base. White Sands is a giant. It's a U.S. missile testing range, the Oscura bombing range. There is the civilian launch site where Branson did his space journeys. It's a massive base that stretches all the way down to within 10 miles of the Mexican border. And they said that thing was just moving very, very slowly. It came from the west. It was really weird, they said. And it was over our heads a long time as it was moving slowly toward dropping these eggs. And I said, oh, my gosh. Have you heard? Because there are some restaurants nearby where a lot of the staff from the base take their lunch or have a drink after work. Have you heard anything about this? He said, not a whisper. My family saw it. He had several brothers. My brother saw it. I saw it, and we were wondering what it was. And we had a long discussion about it. And so the mystery opens up. And it turns out that previously, over the last 3 years, the Chinese have sent what's called the Spirit Dragon. In Chinese, it's pronounced Shenlun. Or it's actually, if you do it phonetically in English, it's Shenlung, which means Spirit Dragon, a smaller spaceship which traverses the United States, and it's dropped off objects, like some sort of surveillance objects over the U.S. that no one's figured out. This one is considerably longer because from what I could figure out, you take that basic rocket satellite model and you put a huge extension tube on it, like a conveyor belt, to release these balloons. And when the balloons pop out, they double in size. They expand in the thin atmospheric air.
Was this out above the upper layers of the atmosphere or in the atmosphere?
No, this is below cloud level. This is below cloud level. It's pretty high up, that area, compared to the rest of the U.S.
20,000 feet, something like that?
Yeah, it's a high plane. But it was below cloud level. It was very visible. There were clouds.
They said
this thing is giant, like Star Wars, something out of Star Wars, flying over. And I said, have you read anything or heard anything? You sometimes converse with these guys at base. Has anyone said anything? No. This was 2 weeks after. No. And I said, oh, my God, what's going on? A Chinese airship, or a spaceship. It's an orbital spaceship has flown over our top base in the USA.
This is 20 or 30,000 feet. That's airline traffic level, friends, in case you don't know.
It's probably lower than that.
Over with total impunity over the U.S., things.
Yeah. So it's usually much higher up. So it sort of dives sharply. Silver City, which is not that far away, it's up on the Continental Divide. No one there saw anything. So it came out of orbit on a short, sharp dive and sort of scooped right into over White Sand. So White Sand was the clear target where it was dropping all its balls. Now, the problem is, why would you drop so many of these balls around this one facility? You know, when one or two would do. Well, because we got Fort Bliss to the south of White Sand, a major Army base on the border. That's the main Army defense on the border is Fort Bliss if there's a war on the border, you know, if there's an invasion. Then we have...
Not doing a very good job now, are they?
We have north of there, there's the whole Continental Defense System, NORAD, in Cheyenne Mountain. And there's Camp Carson next to it, the Air Force Academy. So basically, these balls are like self-directed balls. They have some sort of propulsion system that you can't see, gravitational, electronic, okay?
Yoshi, wait a minute. Hold on. This almost sounds like too much tech for the Chinese. They got a ship that's in orbit outside the atmosphere. It's in Earth orbit, and it dives down through the atmosphere. Tremendous heat.
Afloat at airplane level, going maybe
tremendous heat.
Tremendous heat and fourth the speed of an airliner. How the hell does it stay afloat?
Are you sure this isn't a UFO issue? Is this
a
UFO?
It is a spaceship, but it's propelled by something rather than a flaming cone of fire. It's propelled somehow electromagnetically, I think with radioactive ions. They're just shooting subatomic particles out of it that you can't see. Because you don't see any flame or anything. No, I asked them, did you see any jets on the thing? They said, no, there was no flames. Yeah, no smoke.
Wait a minute. Come on. Now, wait. Everyone thinking out there. This is a major invasion of U.S. airspace and territory.
Yeah, and then I asked the guys, why didn't they get shot down? Because White Sands got all these anti-aircraft missiles. You know, they're armed to the teeth, okay?
Sure.
They're armed to the teeth there. That's our main missile. If missiles come in, White Sands shoot them down. And they said, gee, we were wondering that, too. We were wondering that, too.
Well, just remember the weather balloons, so-called the spy balloons, weren't shot down either until they traversed the entire U.S. and went out over the Atlantic, and then they were brought down. One was shot down in Alaska, but we never heard it. They claimed it was lost. It went in the water. I don't believe that
either.
Yeah,
who knows?
This is very provocative.
So obviously... Joe Biden, I was convinced, I told him, look, Joe, the ranchers, I know Joe Biden's been an asset of the Chinese since he was 23 years old, working in China. And his White House's national security group are all sold out. They're all agents of China. You know, we're controlled, the United States. You know, otherwise, this thing wouldn't have a chance over White. You know, you would see missiles galore going up. And then interceptor, you know, Holloman Air Base is there. They got high-flying.
They got eyes everywhere.
Really,
they didn't miss
that. Yes, they got super, super fast, these supercharged F-16s that are, you know, go straight up into the sky and go after those balls. Nothing of it. There was a stand-down order. They're saying, and this is amid the Hunter Biden scandal. Yeah. This is amid, everyone's waiting for Hunter Biden to be put on public display. And then so the Chinese are just flaunting it. They say, Joe, you know, do you want us to send witnesses for your son about his corruption in China and his connections to the People's Liberation Navy? Or are you just going to let us do what we want to do and leave us alone? And so obviously they were left alone. Then the ship, as it got dark, you couldn't see it anymore. You know, I lost sight of it, and so did the ranchers. They said, once it got dark, you couldn't see it. It was a reflectivity of the setting sun that made it. They said it was close, and it was clear as a bell. Then when it got dark, we couldn't see anything. You know? And it sort of went across the mountains into the base area, into the White Sands base.
Give us an idea, just for mental acuity here. How long did it take to traverse across the sky?
It was up there about 15 minutes as far as I could see, and they said, about 20 minutes. It was going very, very slowly.
That's incredible technology. I don't know what it would be, That is really
something. They're way ahead. They're way ahead of anything. I mean, I don't know if the U.S. has got similar kind of space vehicles, but this was a huge one because they had that extra length for all the balls to go out, you know?
Got it.
And the balls were filled with some sort of helium or something, but they sort of, once they got out in the atmosphere, they expanded to double, triple their size, you know, because of air pressure. You know, they were kept under pressure inside the ship. So that was a major intrusion, and the Biden administration obviously put the kibosh on any reporting. I'm surprised, you know, that there's been no reporting of this. And then, you know, and because the staff at White Sands, there's all kinds of military and civilian staff. Yeah, they're gagged, you know. You know, they're gagged. Yeah. So this is really shocking, you know. And I compare it with, you know, by comparison, the Hindenburg, you know, that Nazi Germany's big blimp that came over to New Jersey. Yeah, the Zeppelin. That was hardly anything. It was a speck compared to what I just saw. I said, you know, this is generations of technology beyond
that.
It's
got to be headline news everywhere. China sends spaceship, descends over Earth, drops off
over
a number
White
of
Sands.
Probes or whatever, right over White Sands.
The White Sands.
This is crazy.
The missile site. I mean, this is like, this is the core of America's defense against ICBMs, everything else, right? If there's a nuclear exchange, White Sands is the center of stopping all this incoming armaments coming in to destroy the U.S. And then this thing goes right through there free of charge, you know?
No, this is, no. This is reminiscent of the weather spy balloon that went over, but this is 10 times worse. 20 times worse. This is you can't even compare the two. You know what happened at White Sands, friends?
This is beyond Star Wars. This is actually technology beyond Star Wars.
Got it. If you all remember, just to give an idea of the stature of White Sands, we launched German V-2 rockets from White Sands.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the American missile program. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really amazing. It had to have been shut down by the Obama White House. Excuse me, the Joe Biden White House. Whatever you wish. I call him O'Biden.
Yeah,
so
that's
it. They shut it down. Otherwise, this would have shaken the nation. Come on. This is crazy.
Shaking the world. What is the world going to think of the Chinese fly right over our heads, give us a haircut, you know? I mean, you know,
unreal.
This is crazy. I didn't report it for a couple of weeks because I didn't figure it out. But when I met the ranchers, got their description, I said, okay, it's
real.
You got
confirmation.
It's real.
Yeah.
And right over White Sands. I was approximating, but from where I saw from near the border, that when I went up there, it went right over White Sands, they told me. No, right over their heads. So that
they did not miss it.
Of what it was.
No, they didn't miss it.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
So,
unreal.
Anyway, I wish I
could
have told you earlier, but it took a little while to catch up because this stuff is science. It's science fiction, believe it or not, right?
I got it.
And I saw it. Seeing is believing. So I saw it, and these ranchers saw it. And so that's it.
What was the date of sighting?
Flew over White Sands on the evening of about 7:10 to 7:20 on December the 8th. Okay. December the 8th. That was it. You know. Yeah. So that you know. After our discussion with the ranchers, we started to put. We were both very lost in puzzlement, but after that. It started to make sense. Yeah, that this was an intrusion. Yeah,
it's a hell of a story, and it's true. Yeah. And you wonder what the international globalists have ordered the White House to shut up about and put the quash on this. They did. What are they doing?
They're expending all of Europe and United States ammunition.
We've been disarmed in Ukraine, in these cornrows or whatever, these wheat fields of Ukraine. We're
defending those wheat fields. We've destroyed all our ammunition, so the border has very little. Israel's consuming whatever little is left. And I mean, China gets a free pass.
Same thing in the UK, Yoshi. Yeah. Same thing in Europe. Same thing in the UK. We are being disarmed. The Western world is being disarmed. Okay? That's where all of our ammo, our munitions went. Yeah. And we have very little left. It's going to take 5 to 6 years to recover. And we don't have that kind of time.
No, we don't have any firepower, and they're coming on strong everywhere. So, hell, they're coming on strong in the middle of Central Africa. They're coming on strong. Obviously, the Chinese are coming on strong in the Taiwan Strait. The North Koreans are flexing, you know. They're not afraid, you know. They know there's going to be no retaliation.
I wish people would wake up and understand that what's going on here is all by the plan.
You know, in a certain sense, this is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than Pearl Harbor because we have no fighting ability, and then there's not enough of a time curve for rearmament. You know, like there was 4 years for the U.S. Navy to regroup and rebuild after Pearl Harbor. You know, it took them a long 3 years, a real struggle, but they finally got a massive fleet together and bombers together to fight back. But that timeline doesn't exist anymore. You know, we got weeks, you know. Yeah, so this is...
You know, here's another angle to that.
It's the end of American power, basically. We're witnessing it. We're the generation, unfortunately, who presides over the decline and fall of the United States.
I
agree. Like Rome fell. In the end, Rome fell with a whimper. The barbarians just marched right through, took what they wanted, and the next group came and took what they... So we're at that period now, the end of empire. You know, it's the end of the republic. And history is like that, you know.
You know, let me make a point to augment what you're saying. And there's a story I have going up in headlines shortly. 87,000 invaders, and I call them invaders because they are, that are being allowed to come across the border, encouraged to come across the border, being given individually each $5,000 Visa gift card in addition to everything else paid for, in addition to. So these people are coming here. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas ought to be up on charges of treason. Now, I'm speaking not for Yoshi, but for myself. This guy admitted today and bragged, I've sent 87,000 invaders or illegal immigrants to the big cities of the U.S. I've taken them out of Texas. Where should he have taken them? To the goddamn border and pointed south. He put them, embedded them all over U.S. cities. And he's being called some kind of a patriot hero? This is treason. 87,000 fighting-age men.
I think he's fighting. My own impression from the Southwest here is that he is trying to do a wake-up call to all these very smug leaders of these very powerful states like Illinois, New York, California, Arizona.
Well, I get it. They should have all been evicted from this country, Yoshi. They should not have been embedded in it.
But the Border Patrol... Yeah, I know. I've met many border... In fact, a week ago, I bought coffee for about 15 new border patrol agents who came in, you know, to the Southwest. Had a good conversation with them, all the wild, difficult wildlife they got to deal with, conditions and all that. So the problem is we're so weak, so undermanned, understaffed. There's a lot of border patrol stations on the highway which are closed on the weekend because there's not enough personnel. There's not enough people. There's not enough troops or border patrol.
All by plan.
So you have to understand.
All by design.
So this is why he's putting pressure on the North that you've got to wake up to what's going on. And then when you see some of these guys, these young guys, you know, they're you don't see a lot of old beat up guys. They're all guys in extremely fit.
They're all
condition.
Soldiers, for God's sake.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point. They got all these black African guys who are just like Muslim. They go to the gym all the time and all that. It's just like the guys who did 9/11, remember? They were at the gym bodybuilding all the time, just like that. So this is our problem here. Abbott wants to show, no, they're not going to take the Southwest and Texas first. You know, if you want them, you're going to have to fight them. It's your cops, it's your people, your National Guard.
Nonetheless,
he's got, there's nothing else he can do.
Because he can shut the damn border down. He can order his National Guard to actually do something.
He tried to put those rubber balls out there, and that was contested by the federal government. Everything he's done, they cut his personnel. There's just very, very few people. And then the other problem is a lot of the people from the southern border have been transferred to the northern border because all the infiltration coming in through Canada. So we're so down on manpower here that there's just not enough people. Yeah. I see that all the time. I go right through border patrol gates. When they do these sort of stakeouts along country roads, there used to be like six border patrol cars. Now they're down to two against guys who with Tommy guns and all that, right, are coming down the road out of Mexico. Yeah. So we don't have the manpower. So it's a desperation move by Abbott that he's got to wake up an iota of patriotism in the rest of the country to understand that this is an invasion. You know, this is a surreptitious, you know, it's guerrilla warfare. The guerrillas are moving in constantly, building their strength. They got contacts here. They got money, you know, and the jerk Biden is giving them more money so they can buy more weapons, right?
Yeah, this is the way it goes.
So we're our backs are against the wall. And my own opinion, being down here, I don't think the United States is sustainable for the next maybe 25 years. It's going to be American citizens who are guerrillas up in the hills and dunes fighting against foreign armies. Being hunted down by helicopters and so on. You know, it's not going to be a pretty sight. Your children will be enslaved, brainwashed, made to serve their barbarian mess. Just the fall of Rome. It's the same as the fall of Rome. It's humiliating. Mm-hmm. It's hard. And they're as hard as hell to fight when they outnumber you and are just casually brutal and they want to kill your people. Well, you know? They don't fight fair.
Oh, Biden has allowed another 10 million in here, and there were 20 million or more before he took office illegally.
He was
not elected. We know that.
Yeah.
So we've got now 20, 30 million fighting age men here in this country who could be organized.
That's larger than any army in the world.
The world.
The Russians only have a million man army.
No,
they just achieve
we don't.
A million. Right.
No, we don't need
the 10 million in our country of foreigners, that's the largest army in the world. Okay? Yeah,
correct.
We don't understand. We don't have the troops. Half of our troops are foreigners anyway, who turn tail when the going gets rough.
350,000 American troops, 350,000 are scattered around 140 countries around the world. For what?
We have no chance against this invasion, you know? And I know a lot of guys believe in their guns and all that, but, you know, they're pea shooters compared with AK-47s, you know? Our backs are against the wall.
Look, this is going to get potentially real.
Biden administration has capitulated. I think the deal is...
Well, it was a setup from the beginning. I really believe that.
Secret talks with the Chinese is, okay,
sure.
Develop your plan.
Sure.
Make sure you take one piece at a time. Don't take it all at once. I think that's the best deal he could get as a trader.
Oh, it's all incremental. It's all by the plan. It's incremental.
I agree. They're just like one by here, one by there.
It's like what you're seeing with the Pfizer, Moderna, et cetera, fatal bioweapon injections. These people aren't all dying at once. It's stretched out. It's incremental.
Oh, yeah.
But this year, you're going to see so many die that it's going to be very difficult to not get it. You'll see it.
There's so
it's
many
happening.
People died before Christmas here, you know, in the southern desert.
Let me explore that. How many people personally that you know or heard about have died recently after being injected?
At least a dozen. And I'm not that outgoing around here, but at least a dozen. And they all died in bed, you know, quietly. And bodies were discovered days later. One lady was discovered a week later, you know.
So, the hearts just stopped.
In the middle of the night, boom, it's over, you know.
There's no way to resuscitate them either. They're dead. The heart is done.
I mean, they're in bed.
Of course.
There's how the hell are we going to save people if we have no idea who's dying next? So that's why I'm at this point, I'm very pessimistic about the present and immediate future. The long term depends on the values. And with all the kids being told to go gay or lesbian, there's not going to be much of a future because they're going to be mowed down like grass, you know? You know, like
exactly
grass on a
right.
golf course. They
exactly
have no strength.
Right.
They have no inner strength. They have no discipline. And the other thing is, you know, what would make me fight? Dad, right? My father set the example, right? My grandfather,
your
my
father
family,
was a,
who were fighters in the past.
A hero.
Yeah. So, I can't cut and run hide and hole. You know, you got to be like your family, your ancestors. You got to be prepared to fight to the death and the hell with these bastards. You know, you got to fight them off.
Well,
you gotta be tough.
The average American is a TikTok fraud. They have no guts anymore.
There are
exceptions, but come on.
Yeah.
The masses, they're owned and operated by the Zionist media. They don't know what the hell to do. They're helpless, hapless losers.
Well, look at all the things that are happening in England, Sweden, all these countries that are being overrun.
Yes.
They're a bunch of wusses, huh? I don't want to use the P word, but they are pussycats.
That's what they are.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah, you're right. Totally right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These people
are being overrun, and they're welcoming next one as their daughters are getting raped, and their sons are being raped also, you know? And they sit there sort of smiling like, oh, let's keep the peace. Yeah, sure. You know, peace of what?
Remember the signs that the Europeans, the French, and the Germans were holding up in the beginning? Refugees, welcome. And then their daughters get butchered by these people, et cetera.
Yeah, sold into slavery. Yeah, horrible. So this is the near-term future. So the strategy has to be one of how does the USA or a part of it maintain, make a comeback, you know, and it's going to be one long, tough haul, you know. It's going to be a brutal battle, no holds barred, you know. This is the reality we face now. And the spaceship, man, that is frightening because this is like, this is like something on Star Wars, right? These
massive
spaceships slaughtering the natives down there. Where are the natives? Yeah? Yeah?
I got it.
So
this is really
it,
a shocker. Thank you for writing that up. Nobody else has this.
A lot of people saw this thing, but it's very hard to put two and two together. You know, what was it? You know, it's...
How could you see something like that and not raise hell about it? I don't get it. I'd be on the phone to the cops or whatever.
Yeah. What can they do? What can anybody do, right? I mean,
I know that,
overwhelming technological weaponry.
There's an incumbent responsibility on people to spread reality, and that is an incredible assault on America. That's astonishing.
Well, they got away with it, and then so my argument is the sooner the Bidens go, man, to Guantanamo, yeah, the better. They've got to be gotten rid of. They had to be deposed. Hunter and his dad, the whole damn family has to be locked up in Guantanamo, put away, and we got to get a responsible administration who will begin the process of recovering America's integrity. Yeah?
You know, my friend, what's going to happen here, don't you? I'm sure you've given this a lot of thought. Colorado, Maine took Trump off the ballot in their states. Right? And I think there's one more that's done it or doing. There are over 20 states now planning to do it to remove Trump from the ballot. Now, that's going to the Supreme Court. We know that. We don't know the docket number or when it's going to be adjudicated, but they will rule on this at some point. Yeah. Is this an issue of states' rights or is this an illegal anti-federal move by the states? Now, whatever the court decides will immediately decide the near future of what's formerly the United States of America. Yeah. If the court says they can do it, they can take him off because states' rights prevail. The country is finished on the spot.
Yeah. Well, the Democrat Party, you know, they're in the pocket of the Chinese. I mean, I was in Beijing, and the Chinese just told me straight up. He says, how come you're the only person, only American in China and everywhere else we've been who said Trump's going to win the election against Hillary? They were stunned, you know? Because they were told by everyone else that Hillary was going to win, and they told me that we had a total lock on Hillary. We had a special China committee inside the Democratic Party, high level, with our people in it, and the people who work for us, who are paid by us, running the show, and we would determine American policy, you know, for the rest of eternity.
Let me back that up.
We were astonished at Trump. Huh?
Let me back that up. Here, let me back that up. I'm going to back that up. 5.5 million Chinese nationals are legally in the U.S. right now, and they cannot come over here unless the PLA and the CCP tell them it's okay and sanction it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Okay.
You all understand, don't you? Yoshi does.
Yeah.
5.5 million
Passport office,
Yes, CCP members are here.
Yeah, look, the people I know in China are a little bit more free-thinking than these people. These people are like automatons, you know. They're robots, you know. I speak to them, right. I go to Chinese restaurant, speak to them, talk with them. It takes a while to warm them up and get them to think like a human being again, you know. So it is, you know, great brainwashing experiment, you know, to try to get them to relax and be themselves instead of being, a 24-hour-day agent of their government. And so this is tough. You know, I said, why'd you come over here for such a shitty job in a Chinese restaurant? And we had no choice, you know. So this is a sad situation. Yeah, you know, we're under occupation. We're under occupation. The government, the Bidens and their whole, you know, now, and then this flight of the dragon, you know, the flight of the dragon made me realize it's not just Biden. His whole National Security Council is in China's pocket. The top generals. That's why there was no response. All the officer corps in the U.S. military is being changed over. They're all agents of China. This is like takeover by a bunch of, what do you call them, drones? Yeah, takeover by a bunch of zombies. There's a great zombie takeover is happening, and they're all on the Chinese payroll, and they probably have Chinese spouses or girlfriends, boyfriends or whatever, you know, and are probably on medication and drugs that the Chinese administer to them. It's a zombie force here. Yeah, the America has been totally subverted. There's nothing ever been anything like it. Well, let's face it. Hey, all the Chinese, they beat the Huns, you know, they beat all these tribal groups, you know, they've whipped so many different groups in East Asia, right, and made the biggest empire standing for 5,000 years, you know. Why the hell shouldn't they do it? They know how to run an empire, you know. But I'll tell you something, running a republic of self-motivated people with strong principles but with the ability to criticize and think, that's a much tougher proposition. And that's, you know, how can you build a society, millions of people who do that? You have to have an elite who are strong in their principles and can lead the way and fight off the big battles. But we don't have that. Look at what happened at Harvard, at University of Pennsylvania.
She quit today, I think.
Yeah.
Gay?
Oh,
Claudia Gay, or whatever it was.
You support the genocide of Jews? What the hell kind of question is that? Who the hell's being genocide in Palestine? The Jews? No, the Palestinians are.
Yeah,
what are these people talking about? Are we living in another dimension? And the cynicism of these Jewish bitches, you know, accusing these university presidents. Oh, you're going to kill us. In other words, you are a bunch of Nazis. Give me a break. What's happening in Palestine if not the slaughter of innocent civilians, of the original people who are living there, by a bunch of Europeanized people who aren't really real Jews anyway, after 3,000 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're not,
they,
they're not
only
Jews
picked up.
I'm
they
more
became,
Jewish than they are. Come on, you know?
They became Jews when they adopted Judaism in the 600s. It was 607 or something like that.
Why did they become Christians? Yeah, why did they not become Christians? Because Christians said you cannot lend money to people and put them in debt forever. And the Jews said, lend them the money and put them in debt forever, and you'll get rich. You know? That was the only reason. Usury, it's called usury. Money lending. That was why they became Jews rather than Christians. Christians are opposed. Christians believe in charity. We help poor people, you know? We lift them up. We don't bleed them to death. We don't take their organs, you know? The Jews say, take
care of us like
look at Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet, you know? That Jewish villain in there, Shylock. What's he want to do? He wants a pound of flesh from Romeo. Already, in Shakespeare's time, you know, this organ business was already going on. Yeah. So they want your body. They don't just want your mind. They want your body, and they'll throw away your soul, that's for sure. That's the last thing they want.
Well, they're organ harvesting in Gaza all the time. They're organ harvesting in the Ukraine war all the time.
Yeah.
And this is all a Zionist op. All of it.
Yeah.
They're making a fortune on this.
I wrote that one article warning that they desperately wanted those preemie babies in the bombing of Gaza, right?
Sickening.
They wanted they wanted those babies the most because they don't have antibodies, you know? They're like, their organs are transferable to anybody, you know? And they had a waiting list. And I said, you know, it's for very rich Jewish guys in the Western world. And then what do you know? A bunch of very famous Jewish guys popped off in the next during this Gaza war because they didn't get baby organs, you know?
Yep. What's going on now?
They're vampires. They're basically vampires, you know?
Fair enough. More than fair, in fact. They absolutely are ghouls. These are just horrific satanic times. Unbelievable.
What's going on.
And it's not going to get better.
In that movie about the war between the vampires and the werewolves. I forget. There was a whole series there starring Kate, whatever, you know, the English actress. So that was all predicted, that there'd be this massive struggle between these vampire types and their henchmen, you know, their henchmen who would turn against them. So this is all like, it's so obviously, for anyone who understands these cultural trends, understands what's going on. You know, this is a brutal, brutal situation.
You really can't miss it. Thanks for sharing all of that and for reporting on this Chinese spaceship that came over and just meandered its way right along above White Sands, dropping off whatever, and you watched it all. Amazing. Just amazing. That's astounding.
We'll see what the next chapter is all about. You know,
isn't that the
this
truth?
Is going to go on and on. You know, we're on the downward spiral. It's going to continue.
All right. Yoshi, be careful of yourself out there and take care.
Thanks,
Mike.
Okay.
Really
good.
And
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Wow. Lots to think about. Be right back.